Isn't it somewhere where the Buddha is quoted as saying, like, I teach the application of effort?
Yes. Yeah. 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 It's actually, yeah, I mean, that's it's a Viryavada. It's a path of effort. I mean, it's also interesting that, say, in the Bodhipakkhya Dhammas, 37 Bodhipakkhya Dhammas, which is kind of a compilation of all the of many of the critical teachings. It's also what the Buddha. It comes up most often toward the end of the Buddha's life, in particular in the Mahaparinibbana Sutta, where the Buddha goes and he knows it's the toward the end of his life. He's going around and he's meeting all the different communities, and he's emphasizing these 37 Bodhipakkhya Dhammas. These are this is the template for practice and training. And out of those 37 Bodhipakkhya Dhammas, the quality that appears most often is something to do with effort. I think there's nine. It appears in nine different places. So that, it's like the idipada, the chanda wirya effort. The indriyas, saddha, virya, sati, samadhi, panya, so virya, the bhalas, the same thing, the eightfold path, the four, of course, the four right efforts. So that virya comes up in many places, actually pretty much in all of them. I think in every single one, because it's, yeah, the four idipadas, the four right efforts, five indriyas, the five powers, seven factors of enlightenment, eightfold path.
Four satipatthanas.
Four satipatthanas. Yeah, it doesn't, not quite. Is it? Yeah. But anyway, so that one sees the kind of the central. Of course, it's so important to recognize the, say, right effort is different than kind of scattered and tense effort. That right effort has a balance to it, internally kind of balanced way of uplifting the mind.